Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Now, that's the kind of applause I like. Thank you so much, and welcome to the Ray Program. Ray Lucia here, along with my pal, my buddy, James Stewart, certified financial planner. How are you feeling today, Big Jim?
I'm right in there. I'm ready to go.
You know, after your accident, you were a little slow, I got to tell you. Last week, little tiny bit slow. This week, you're killing it, baby.
And both eyes are open.
Yeah, okay, very good. You know, the last few days, we have been focusing on strategy, you know, retirement planning strategies. We're going to change gears a little bit today, but we've covered things such as, should we base retirement income planning on historical data, the way virtually every computer program and every financial advisor does? Answer, no. You need to have something that's far more broad-based than that, because history may not repeat itself. We talked about sustainable spending rates for retiring in 2016. You might need the archive and listen to that one, because it's very, very interesting what the failure rates are likely to be based on where stocks and bonds are today and earnings are today, as we see record highs in both stock and bond markets. Don't bet on history repeating itself. We talked about that. Does the 4% rule work in today's markets? All of this really, really important. Should equity return assumptions and retirement projections be reduced for today's high Shiller CAPE valuation? Yes, we can get very, very technical on this program, but today I focus on what Bloomberg wrote about a week or so ago. And I've been saving this up for the right time, and I think it's the right time. Here is what Bloomberg had to say, and we'll be sharing this with Mr. Gene Pastula. It's right in his wheelhouse. As an Evite, they say, it's a guaranteed loser. It's summer. Come talk about financial planning, long-term caregiving needs, and the eventual death of your parents. Come on over. We'll have a barbecue. Ha, 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 ha. It's something you got to do, though, and it's something you should do. They go on. Doing that, though, could make later life a lot smoother for both the parents and the kids. Have you had this talk with mom and dad? Have you had the talk? Have you had the talk with your spouse, by the way? That's another one. Most of us don't. Most of us don't want to talk about this stuff.
No!
We want to talk about the barbecue and what, you know, how we cook our ribs.
Yeah.
we don't want to talk about this stuff. Well, now's a really good time to start thinking about it, folks. An improved economy, however, may be having something of a perverse effect here. The prospect of the parents' comfortable retirement, parents have had to have investable assets of at least $100,000, they say here, to qualify for this survey that Fidelity did. So they're talking to people that have money. And people that have money need to have this conversation with their kids. The study surveyed more than 1,200 parents aged 55 and older, along with one of their adult children, at least 25, on topics that range from elder care, estate planning, and the ability to cover living expenses in retirement, to see if the parents and kids were in agreement. Ah, do you think if you had that conversation with Ma and Pa, that you guys would see eye to eye? I can tell you one thing. When I had the conversation about rest homes or nursing homes or assisted living or memory, it was, I can't say the word on radio and television, but it was no freaking way. That's my Sicilian father, okay? Anyway, this year the survey included new questions about the role children play as parents get older, which revealed that 4 in 10 families disagree on the role their children will play as the parents age. But to agree or disagree, you first have to have the conversation, and that's where Fidelity found some backsliding. This year, and this is fascinating to me, this year adult children were far less likely than they were in 2014 to say that these conversations should even take place well before their parents retire or get sick. You don't want to wait to have these conversations when mom or dad's sick on their deathbed or develop Alzheimer's and they don't have a short-term memory. 37% of adult children, down from 52% in 2014. What the heck happened in 2 years? What happened? 52% said, yeah, we need to have this conversation. 2 years later, we get a good jobs report and we don't need to talk about this stuff anymore? This makes no sense to me. They go on, that can leave parents and kids with very different expectations. For example, 72% of parents expect one of their kids to be a long-term caregiver in retirement if necessary. That surprised 40% of the children that parents said would fill that role. At the same time, more millennials said they were taking on caregiving duties for a parent. Let me coach you a little bit on this, Mr. and Ms. Millennial. You don't want that job. You don't want that job. You can't afford that job, period, end of story. How do I know this? Because I've been around a long time, and I have personally experienced it with my own pa. You don't want that job. You want the quality time with your loved one. You don't want to have to give them a shower.
Can't do it.
Or, you know, clean them up after they, I don't even want to go there. Just trust me on this one, all right? Just trust me. You don't want that job. You want to pay somebody to do that job for you. And hopefully Pastula will tell you where you get the money to do that, okay? Overall, while 93% of parents didn't find becoming financially dependent on their children acceptable, which parent does? Which parent says, yeah, what I really want to be is a burden on my kids? Nah, I'm surprised there's 7% that said that. I'd say 100%. Only 30% of children said the prospect of their parents becoming financially reliant on them was unacceptable. So they got nice kids. It is unacceptable. Trust me. You are, you know, starry-eyed and enthusiastic about all this stuff, taking care of mom and dad, until you got to do it day after day, 24 hours a day, week after week, year after year. You start to resent it. And that's the last thing you want to do as your parents age. You want quality. You know what I dig? I love Monday nights. I love Monday nights because it's the Monday night that I get to take my dad out. I take him out for pizza and salad or a burger or a cheesesteak or whatever he wants. I don't care. He's bulking up like he used to. He lost, you know, all that weight, and now he's I don't care. He's 90 some odd years old. And we have quality time together. We toasted on a glass of Chianti last Monday night. And I said to myself, man, this is great. The week before he was in the hospital, he had fallen, and the caregiver couldn't really get him up, so my brother had to run over there, but they took care of him. He's okay. It's what happens when you're 90. You fall. And fortunately, fortunately, I didn't have to spend the night. My brother didn't have to spend the night. My sister didn't have to spend the night. No, we have somebody there taking care of him. Communication about wills and estate planning was also lacking. More than 27% of the children that parents expected to be the executor of their estate weren't aware of it. Well, you're not going to be a very good executor if you have no idea that you're going to be thrown into that role at some point. The study found that 55% of parents assumed that their oldest child would be their executor. Suzanne Schmidt, Fidelity's vice president of family engagement. I want that job. I want to be the vice president of family engagement. Anyway, she's got the gig. Said that the families she sees handling estate issues successfully take into account the children's personalities, what they're good at and are inclined to do, and where they live. Now, I have four children. The last person I would want overseeing the estate would be my oldest daughter, Alana. That's no slam on her. But she's like real right-brained. She's like kind of like her dad in that respect. I mean, she dances in a Bollywood, whatever that is, dance team. What is Bollywood anyway? Can somebody explain that to me? Somebody doing tonight, Lon? I'm dancing Bollywood. I have no idea what that is. And we own a dance studio. I have no idea what Bollywood is. Now, my second child is a CPA. He's left brain. He's the one. He's the one. So you need to know this stuff. So I want to run a lot of this stuff by Gene Pastula. This is his field of expertise. There's nobody better at this subject than my guest coming up, so don't go away.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Gold Group, the Precious Metal IRA Specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
To keep the factory working.
Okay, we'll play Gene, Gene. That's my... Roses are red.
Or yeah, there you go. That's
back in the day. Gene Pastula in the house. I hope you had an opportunity.
Therapy.
I hope you had an opportunity to hear what I was talking about.
I did.
It is dead serious. We're talking about the talk that individuals need to have, but so few do, with their parents and grandparents in some instances, relative to, you know, elder care, long-term care, who's going to take care of them, who's going to assume that responsibility. Now, I know your mom's like 93, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't have any trouble, do you?
Nah. No. Actually, we have a very good situation. Mom is in an assisted living facility. Which is, there's people there to, you know, to help her on a, you know, from every around the clock, actually, and they come and help her get up in the morning, and she showers like 3 days a week, and there's somebody there with her helping her.
Did that take a sales job to get your mom to do that, or was
you know,
she pretty
no,
open
no, no,
to
no.
It?
My mom doesn't do anything that we tell her or suggest that she do. So you don't, you know, you might throw out an idea here or there, but then you back off and shut up. And,
so it was her idea then.
So slowly but surely, she came to the conclusion that it's probably pretty good
at
that
age.
She had 93.
Oh, she just went
she
in.
Just went in about three months ago.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So
she
now
was in an assisted living facility, which has the independent living facility where they have an apartment and then they have a center dining room and et cetera. It's very, very nice. And then when you get to the point where you need really a lot more assistance, you move over to the assistant.
So she's in the more assistance one.
Yes, exactly.
So are you in sync with me on the stuff that I was talking about, you know, the fact that you got to get your family members together? Now you've got brothers, sisters. What do you have?
I have one sister, and she, you know, she and I kind of split it up a little bit, but she's, I don't know, it's difficult for my sister. And I'm not quite, I don't understand that stuff, but it's, you know, it's, she's a little more nervous about it or whatever. And mom and I, you know, moms get along with their sons really good.
Yeah, of course.
Know, usually.
You're her favorite.
Yeah, I am her favorite, and rightfully so. So I take care of as much as I can, but, you know, so whenever I ask my sister to, I scheduled a couple follow-up medical appointments for mom for later this week. She was in the hospital for a couple of days last week, and I got her out, and the doctor said, be sure and bring her in anyway. So we're going around on that.
So who's the first call? Because you've got...
Yeah, I'm first call.
You're first call, but,
yeah,
but
I live quite a...
Exactly. So you've got a two-hour drive to get to her.
Yes.
So how's your sister deal with that?
Well, she understands that. I mean, she's okay with it. She's not okay with it, but I mean, she handles it, she does it, but it's, you know, between the two of us, it's...
So let me ask you this question. If you didn't have the finances already, because I know you, and you set up a long-term care insurance plan for her a long time ago.
Yes.
If you didn't have those finances, and you're 2 hours away, your sister, I guess, lives here, your sister were forced into taking care of her 24/7, how would that go over?
That would not happen. I don't know what would be done. I shouldn't say that. She may be watching, and then I'm really dead meat. But no, that's not a likely thing, you know. Because we both know enough about it, and I have had the talk with my kids. They fight over who gets who. You know,
they don't fight over who gets what?
Who gets who, you know?
Who wants you?
Yeah, my daughter doesn't want me.
You know, we're laughing, but it's not much of a laughing matter, because it is one of the serious estate planning issues today. When we talk about estate planning as financial people, you're usually talking about living trusts and wills and durable powers of attorney, and all that stuff's really, really important. But what gets left out of that conversation is, you know, like before you die, you could go through 6 months, a year, 2 years. If it's Alzheimer's, it could be many, many years of grief. And somebody's got to step in there and take care of business. Because let's face it, when the memory starts to slip, medications don't get taken on time. This is a serious, serious concern.
As a matter of fact, that was one of the main things that I think motivated my mother to finally decide to go ahead and move over to assisted living, because she was forgetting to take her medications and what have you. And, you know, it wasn't life-threatening, but it didn't make them work right when you don't take them when you're supposed to and stuff. I don't know. Anyway.
Here's what the Fidelity study had to say. The study found that 55% of parents assumed that their oldest kid would be their executor, and it showed in the survey that 36% of children whose parents expected them to help manage investments and retirement finances weren't aware of it. So this is another problem, because obviously you have to manage not only the person, their health, their medications, their doctor appointments and all that stuff, but then you also have to figure out how you're going to pay for all of this. Now, you were quite smart. Of course, you're in the business. But you set up a long-term care insurance policy for your mom years ago, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah, and I used one of the products that I helped design and that we prefer, which is a life insurance policy that pays its death benefit prior to death if you need long-term care. And I just moved some savings that I had into that policy, and I made it, you know, it's, I own it and it's payable to me when she dies. But if she needs long-term care, there's like three times the amount of money that
I put in. So are you drawing from that policy today?
Not yet. We're spending down her assets. This was a backup thing, you know, so let's see to it that we had enough money, you know, to do it. So
that's an interesting point. So in other words, what you're saying is you're using a life insurance policy. You're the son, you're the owner, you're the beneficiary of the life insurance policy.
And
if
I
you put 50
in,
grand yeah. in, it's worth mm-hmm. 100 or 125,000 if she dies.
190,000
mm-hmm. when she dies.
Yep.
And meanwhile, and you'd get that money tax free.
Correct.
Right now she's using up her assets.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets a pretty good size income tax write-off, so she's probably in a 0% bracket.
Yeah, well,
right?
her income level doesn't constitute a high tax bracket anyway, but yes. So she's slowly, you know, drawing down between she gets my dad's survivor off of my dad's pension and her Social Security, and we set up an annuity for her. So basically, we have to tap her assets for about $1,200 a month. And so she has enough that unless she needs to go into a nursing home, which is going to cost a lot more, but she's already up to $7,500 a month, and this is just
that's the cost.
That's for assisted living. Yes.
Wow. Okay. So we want to learn more about this product. We've talked about it before. It's something that you can do for mom and dad. When you have this conversation, you want to have some of the solutions in your hip pocket. Right? Mom, Dad, here's the problem, here's the issue. We don't want to have to take care of you 24/7. We want to have quality time with you, take you out for a glass of Chianti, a pizza, a salad, whatever, like I did on Monday.
I think you ought to wait, let Mom and Dad kind of start that conversation.
Oh, well, let's do that on the other
along.
Side of the break.
Yeah, because you start telling Mom and Dad what to do. And
well, if there's Chianti involved, it's fine. Okay. We'll be back. Don't go away. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
We're talking about having the talk. Have you had a conversation either with your children or kids? Have you had that conversation with your parents or grandparents about how you're going to take care of them, how they're going to take care of themselves when they can't, when they can no longer live in their home, do the activities of daily living, as Gene Pastula will tell you about? And we've been discussing our own personal situations because Gene and I are both saddled with that. My father, your mother, she's 93. My dad's 90. And I tell you, it's made all the difference in the world to us, my family, my, you know, four other siblings, to have someone full-time living in his house. My dad is not moving in to anything. My dad is not moving into anything anywhere. And if you want to talk about this, folks, you can always give us a call at 844-RAY-SHOW. I do get quite a few calls and emails on this very subject, a lot about what you were just talking about, Gene, and that is this linked benefits product. And I want to ask you why more people don't do it in just a second, but can you go through just a quick explanation?
Yeah, it's quickly basically works? Yeah, it's quickly basically a life insurance policy that it can either be funded like normal of annual deposits and what have you, or by just simply transferring savings from a bank account or some other, you know, some other institution into the life insurance policy. Most or all of that is available back at any time, so it's not like you're spending the money or repositioning it, but it creates a large death benefit, much larger than obviously the money put in, and potentially additional riders that make it even larger that can be used for long-term care. The policy is designed to pay the death benefit prior to death if you need long-term care, and the qualifications are incredibly simple for claim and all the rest of the stuff. We've been doing it for 25 years. It's a fantastic strategy, and it's a comfortable one to do because you're basically always going to see a return on this money, either if you need it for long-term care, or if not, you're fortunate enough you don't need that, then the death benefit will pass tax-free to your heirs.
Yeah, that's one of the complaints that you get. I'm going to pay $5,000 a year for long-term care insurance premium. I'm not going to do it because I'm going to die of a heart attack at 88, and it'll be over, and I would have wasted all that money.
Yes.
In this particular instance, you are literally moving money out of one pocket and putting it into another pocket. And you sort of glossed over this, but I want to make sure that people understand that if you move the money from your left pocket to your right pocket, that money's still sitting in your right pocket. If you need to use it, you can stick your right hand into your right pocket and pull out a $5,000, $10,000, $50,000, whatever you need from that amount, you know, subject to maybe a withhold of 5 or 10% for a few years, right?
Yeah.
But there is a principal guarantee.
When you do it that way, yes. And and I mentioned I did that. I have one of those on my mom that I did, and I just simply took money out of the bank that I had, or it was a money market account at the time, and I simply moved it into the insurance policy. It's still there, you know.
Now people say, how can an insurance company do this? Give you liquidity? You got $100,000. It's sitting in a money market fund right now, earning nothing. You're going to put it into an insurance contract you can still have at least 90,000 of that money tomorrow if you needed it, in some instances even more. But then we're going to throw on the benefit of a $4,000 or $5,000 long-term care insurance policy. They say sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, it's magic. No, it's basically they take the money, they invest it. They can get a little higher rate of return than we can because they can invest particularly long, and they have a variety of investment options that they can do. So instead of getting a half a percent in a money market account or whatever they're paying right now, or CD or whatever, the insurance company will get, they'll probably get like 4.5% right now overall in their portfolio, and they'll credit your account with 3, and they'll use that interest to pay for the cost of life insurance.
Tax-free.
And the cost of long-term care.
So it's like buying a tax-free municipal bond.
Yeah,
using
it is.
The interest.
You know, the benefits are all going to come out tax-free. They're by law. Whether they die or they need it for long-term care, they're gonna get it out tax-free. So we were talking in the break about the fact that there are people who can easily afford to do this, either for their parents if that's the subject, or for themselves, parents doing it for themselves, and yet there's such a reticence about it, I think it usually emanates from the fact that that they don't want to ever admit or take any action that would indicate that they admit that they may need this someday,
So what you need is a psychologist on your staff, not financial advisors.
Yeah, or a gun.
Well, you don't want to talk about that nowadays.
No.
That's just not good. But you know what I'm saying. The fact is, we kind of have to, and that's why I bring this up so often on this program, we have to change a whole mentality because, you know, our parents grew up, they took care of each other and took care, but it's a whole different world today. Mm-hmm. You don't get along in your business environment today if you've got a struggle at home and taking care of a loved one. You miss work. You don't put money in a 401k plan. The country's not growing. The jobs aren't getting much better. You need to have this policy. And if you don't have it, you need to call Gene Pastula. Do this. Let me give out your number because so many people have been helped by you, and I really appreciate that, and your staff at Safe Money Monitor. Check it out online. Just go to the website, safemoneymonitor.com, or call Gene. He doesn't know his phone number, but I know it. 800-809-6783. He forgot it because his long-term memory is starting to go. You've got these policies on yourself, I'm sure.
My short-term memory isn't doing too well either lately. Yes, I do, and it's very comforting, because I put these in place a long time ago, and it's really comforting to know that that's not an issue I have to deal with. It's totally off the table. And when it really gets bad is when you have an event in your life, a heart attack, or you're diagnosed with an illness that isn't going to probably be cured, and then you realize that this is likely something you're going to, now it's pretty certain you're going to face, just a matter of how long you're going to need that kind of care, and now all of a sudden it becomes very real. You can kind of look at your estate and figure out where's the money going to come from and how long is it going to last. So having these things in place makes things a lot simpler. And there's a whole variety of ways. And one of the things that I'm thinking, I thought of when you were talking there for a moment, is another reason why people don't move forward on this thing is they think that they can't qualify. And certainly that is an issue, and some people can't. But it doesn't take much to find out, tell us, a little bit about your health history and a list of your medications. And we can pull a couple of insurance companies, and several, in fact, and find out who's interested in looking at your situation and who's most likely to take it. And if not, you know, don't have to do anything, you know, just let us look at it for you.
So, well, I know one of your partners, mm-hmm. Lynn Rowe, works mm-hmm. with yes. those individuals that can't qualify for these, and she comes up with solutions
yeah.
as
yeah.
well. This is such an important area. Why don't you have that conversation this week between now and when Gene comes back next week, and you guys can report back to us. Give Gene a call in the interim and see how he can work this into your budget. I think it could work out really well. The other thing you should know is this was primarily, you designed this product
this
25, 30
here,
years,
yes,
this concept,
yeah.
Mostly for banks, as I recall.
Well,
right?
it's been obviously a major mover inside banks that have financial advisors in them because, you know, the money that is so often used in lump sum is money that's sitting in their CDs and what have you, and they counsel their customers on that. But and we have strategies where you can use money from your qualified plans because most people, an awful lot of people, have most of their money, retirement assets in 401ks or IRAs or what have you. And, of course, nobody likes to take the money out and pay taxes. But we have a way around that minimizes the pain.
And you have counselors all across the country. Do yourself a favor, folks. Go to safemoneymonitor.com. Fill out that little form. Say, I want to talk to Pastula. That's PASTULACFP. 800-809-6783. 800-809-6783. That may be one of the most important phone calls you ever make. Take a quick break. Come back with your emails. Thank you, Gino. Do appreciate it. We'll see if we can find Stuart back there. I think he went on a motorcycle ride again. Don't go away, folks. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
A special thanks to our pal Gene Pastula. Now, James Stewart, I think you used to work with Gene 25, 30 years ago when you guys developed that product, that Link Benefits. So you've got your fingerprints on that baby too, don't you?
Yes, we worked on training 5,000 agents around the country to introduce that to them so they could introduce it to their clients.
And a lot of these were bank brokers. I remember, a lot of banks adopted that. This was such a great product for the banks to implement for their customers. So in either event, give Gene a call, 800-809-6783. You may as well go to the source. There's all kinds of banks, and a lot of people offer these products, but there's only one guy that I know that was involved in the design and the creation of that particular product, and one of his sidekicks is sitting right next to me today. Boy, it's amazing how the whole circle completes itself, doesn't it, over
the
years.
That's right.
For those that don't know, Jim Stewart and I, actually, that was really the first financial planning company I was ever involved with.
That's right.
That goes back a long. We were like kids. Now look at your hair. It's white. Mine's gray. And you've got problems, and I've got problems.
we both run
to the restroom.
Now we are there.
We fight over who gets bathroom free. Oh, this is just bad. Anyway, Gene Pastula, Safe Money Monitor. Let's do an email or two. Hit it, boys. All right, this is a very interesting email that we just got in from Bill in Seattle, Washington. Ray, in a bypass trust, on the death of the second spouse, are the capital gains taxes on stock and real estate taxed and paid by the trust, or is the basis adjusted? Love the show. Thanks, Bill. Okay, well, first off, we have to explain what a bypass trust is. Many people have heard of A and B trusts. The B stands for bypass. So if I've got a large estate or in a second marriage or whatever, and I have community assets or my own separate property, when I die, I may want to have some control of my assets from the grave. How do you do that, Ray? Well, how you do that is you set the property up in a bypass trust. So after I die, whatever my assets are, or my share of the community property is, would go into this B trust. Now, if I name my spouse as the benefit, as the trustee, then he or she could take the money and run, and I really don't solve the problem. But let's say I name one of my kids or a bank or whatever as trustee. Now, under the bypass trust rules, my wife, Jeannie in this case, would in fact receive the income from that trust for as long as she lives. But then after she dies, whatever was in the bypass trust bypasses her estate and goes to our children. Now, why is that important? That's important because what if she remarries some dude named George or whatever, and George has got kids of his own, and somehow she loses her senses or loves George more than she loved me?
No!
No! And my money ends up going to George's kids. That's why you do a bypass trust. Okay, now, on to the answer to the question. Because if you ask a question like that, people don't know many times what a bypass trust is. The A is a marital trust. So if I have community property assets, the A would be Jeannie's money. The B would be my money. That bypasses her. Now, in my case, I don't have an AB trust anymore. Ask me a question, Jim, about a disclaimer trust later. I'll explain what I do have. But here's what happens. There's a step up in basis on any and all capital assets when you die. Stocks and real estate, okay? They get a step up in basis. So if I paid $100,000, they're worth $1 million. The basis as of the date of death, $1 million. And there's a new depreciation schedule if it's a house or an apartment building or whatever. Whole new depreciation schedule, etc. Now, the assets that go into the A trust would get another step up in basis when my wife died. But the assets that go into the B trust, that's my trust. I'm in heaven looking down. And that money is growing for the benefit of the kids. It's for all intents and purposes their money with a string attached to it through a trustee. So no, there is no step up in basis on the B trust assets. There would be a step up in basis on the A trust assets. That makes sense because I died, and if it's a community property state, which I live in a community property state, then all assets that are community assets would get a step up. But then I take my half of the community property, put it in a bypass trust, my wife gets the income, she lives 20 more years, the $1 million I left in the bypass trust is now worth $3 million. There's a $2 million capital gain. That's the way it works, and a lot of people used to use these to save federal estate taxes. It's just not an issue anymore because, number one, most people aren't worth $12 or $15 million, which is about what you need to be worth to pay federal estate taxes. But now we get to roll over our exemptions. So, you know, if I get a $5.5 million exemption and my wife gets a $5.5 million exemption, then we get $11 million that we can leave free from federal estate taxes. So you don't really need to do the splitting of the estate through a bypassed trust. Okay, now Jim just reminded me I should talk about a disclaimer trust because I'm running out of time.
Okay.
What the trust that I have is my wife and I have been married 43 years. You know what? If she wants to marry George, God bless her. Ain't going to happen. And it's not going to happen on my side either.
Can't do it.
And if it did, I would trust that she ain't going to do anything with George is going to disinherit our four kids and our five grandkids. I know how much she loves them. Now, she could get bamboozled, but remember, her last name ends in a vowel too. Okay? You got beesh? You understand what I'm saying? So George ain't going to mess with her. So what we decided to do is we decided to have a disclaimer trust. So if some reason the estate planning laws or the tax laws change, she could always choose to set up the bypass trust by disclaiming some of my assets, shunting them in to a bypass trust if it made sense from a tax planning standpoint. So I didn't want to get too technical today, but this is why estate planning lawyers charge you a couple of G's to do this. And it is important whether you have a $10 million estate, a $5 million estate, a $1 million estate, or a $300,000 estate, that you get some assistance in the estate planning area. Now, Jim, I'm sorry I blew a whole segment on one, but it was a learning experience for a lot of people. They didn't know what a bypass.
And I think it's important that people review their trust documents on a regular basis because laws do change.
Yep.
And beneficiary relationships change. So
you should actually look at the beneficiaries once a year. Make sure that, you know, you still love the kid that you named as the beneficiary, if you know what I mean. I'm out of time. Thank you. God bless you. Go out and make it a fantastic day. And thanks for tuning in to The Ray Lucia Show.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.